I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, welcome back to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer. Every Saturday, food, wine, and fun. Today, it's dog wine and fun, not together. My guest is Teresa Rhine. She's the author of Poppy in the Wild, her third book. All of them have dogs involved because she's a dog rescue expert. And more importantly, she's nice enough to let us invade her weekend. Teresa, I touched on the Yappy Hour. Tell us a little bit about, at first, it must have been a challenge to get your book published and have it come out during this COVID mess. That had to be a shame.
Yeah, that was not part of the plan, but I guess none of us planned on that.
No, so. No, we didn't. Yeah. And the worst part is that cut down on, as everyone has cut down on some form or another, of face-to-face contact to, like, promote your book. And then... Yeah, it looks like you came up with Yappy Hour. Tell us a little bit about that and how folks get involved.
Yeah. So, it cuts down on face-to-face time. There's no book tours these days. I'm not out in bookstores doing signings or anything like that, which is unfortunate because the dogs always love going out and meeting new people, but that's not going on. So I kind of got together with two other quote-unquote dog authors or dog book authors. And we formed this group. We call it Dogs and Books on Facebook. And we started doing Thursday night Yappy Hours. So we get together and talk about various, you know, rescue topics or different books. And we've had some guest authors on and dog photographers and things like that. So last Thursday, we were talking about the legal status of dogs as personal property and what that means. Just so happens two out of the three of us are also lawyers in our day life. So, yeah, we've been doing that. Of course, we always have a daily cocktail. So for that particular Yappy Hour, we try to make it match the theme last Thursday night. There, much to my surprise, there is a cocktail called a law cocktail. Uh-huh. So since we were talking about legal status, that was our cocktail. So, nice. Yeah, we do it through Zoom and feed it into Facebook Live. And then we're on, I think it's Dog Books Yappy Hour on Instagram. But yeah. It's Dogs, the letter N, Books on Facebook. So. Yeah. Talking about all things dogs and having a cocktail. So
I think
you can relate.
Yeah. And you're just to throw this in there, because I think it's interesting. Your husband's in the wine business still in Paso?
He is. Yeah. COVID has sort of changed his doings as well. So he's now been doing a lot of online sort of corporate entertainment with wine tasting. So he works with some of the wineries here to get the wine shipments out to whatever corporate group is, you know, taking their networking online and doing. Now we've got a lot of like holiday events coming up where they'll ship the wine ahead of time, and then he and the winemaker are online talking folks through the tasting. So
yeah
everybody's adapting, right?
Yeah. Well, I started doing the same thing because my spring Wichita State University wine appreciation classes were canceled. Duh.
Right.
And a lot of my previous attendees who were signed up for the classes that were canceled were sending me emails saying, come on, can't we do some online? Can't we do, you know, whatever? And I learned about Zoom, and my wife pushed me into doing it. And I've done a bunch since the middle of March. And I'm taking a break, 3-week break. I'll be back on the 7th of November because I'm teaching wine appreciation at Wichita State, hugely distanced and with a microphone for a change. But what fun. And I got to tell you one more thing.
Yeah.
Next time I'm out there, I want to come visit and chat with your husband. I was out in Paso in late February. And, you know,
the last time anyone could.
Right, before things got out of control. And we just had such a great time.
It's a great wine area. That's why we're here. So I still have to go down to Riverside because I've got a law practice down there. But that's why we split our time. The wine is here.
Well, I had to cancel a lot of my club member subscriptions from March because I ran out of room and I got a 1,200 bottle cellar. Have you heard of Law Estate?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah,
of course, one of the big ones here.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just love their stuff, and I figure since, you know, you're a lawyer, you should probably have some of that. All right, let's talk about the book. How did you get Poppy?
So Poppy came from, she came from the dog meat trade in China.
Oh my God.
She was rescued by an organization called Beagle Freedom Project, who rescues animals from testing laboratories. That's where one of the beagles in my second book came from, Percival. He was rescued by Beagle Freedom Project. And then shortly after one of our other beagles had passed away from cancer, I saw on Facebook that they were helping to bring these groups of dogs over from China who've been rescued from the dog meat trade. And so I thought, well, I'm not ready for another dog yet because I'm still grieving Daphne. But, you know, I could foster. So I offered to take in one of the dogs. And she came over on you're in Kansas, so you wouldn't think it was cold and rainy. But for California, very cold and rainy.
Yeah.
Very cold and rainy night. And I picked her up on December 6th. And I guess that would have been 2018. Picked her up and she was nearly feral. I mean, they're not socializing these dogs. The dogs are, you know, raised or stolen or whatever the situation is to be sold at a dog meat market. So she had no socialization. She had no good interactions with humans. So it took a little while to get her kind of settled in and comfortable and not afraid of things. And after about 6 weeks, she went to a potential adopter, and they took her out for a walk, and another thunderstorm broke out, and somehow she managed to twist out of her harness and bolted away from them. She ran terrifyingly across some very busy streets and around, and then eventually into a 1,500-acre wilderness park in the middle of a thunderstorm, which lasted for days. And she was gone, as it turns out, for 5.5 days, lost in a wilderness park.
And you were going nuts.
I was going nuts. Yes. We were at a Laker game that night. A client had given us front row, like literally it was the players who were in front of us in our seats. And we didn't last past the tip off because I got the call that the dog had gone missing, and we bolted from our seats and left. Just a side note, the client gave me the tickets again later after he heard the story and we got to go again. But we left. We went, drove back to Riverside from Los Angeles, and spent the whole night hiking through the wilderness park trying to find her. She had a GPS tracker on her collar, so we knew that she had gone into the wilderness park, and we knew she'd gone pretty deeply into the middle of the wilderness park. But eventually, those batteries ran out, unfortunately. And I was checking it too often, something I learned. So I ran the battery out really soon. But the next day we were lucky in that several people had given us the name of two different pet recovery specialists, something I never even knew existed. And I thought I knew a lot about dogs, but they are pet recovery specialists. And that is exactly what they do. They help you recover your lost pet. And I learned so much from them. So many techniques and so much that was just counterintuitive to what I was actually doing that I kept saying during the search, I kept saying to the two of them, wow, you guys really know a lot. You really need to write a book. You need to write a book. People need to know this stuff. And finally, one of them, Mike, said to me, hey, lady, we don't write books. We catch dogs. And I was like, oh, right. Oh, I write books.
There you go.
So about on the third day, I said to Chris, basically, you know, if this one has a happy ending, I think I have my third book.
Yeah.
Because I often joke that I write about tragedies that happen to me and my dogs. And while they're great to write about and they always have happy endings, they're kind of tough to live through. But here I was living through another one, and luckily it did have a happy ending, and voila, well, the third book.
I just can't imagine. It seems like not only did you have some people that do this for, you know, as an avocation, but did you get some volunteer help to go hiking and comb the area?
Yeah, well, the interesting part is that what they tell you is, particularly in Poppy's case, they were quick to point out to me that Poppy is a dog for whom everyone is a predator. So sending a bunch of people out into the wilderness park looking for her was going to be perceived by her as a threat, that she was being hunted. And so she was going to hide. She was going to, you know, or run in a frightened state, which would not be a good thing. So they didn't want us to have a bunch of people out there hiking and looking for her. What they wanted was, as they said, thousands of eyes looking for her, but not actively hunting her. So they had us really concentrate on flyers and just getting as many volunteers as we could to really canvass the neighborhoods for like 3 miles out from this wilderness park to put up signs everywhere. There's information in the book too about what should and should not be on the signs as well. For example, they say don't offer a reward. That just gets bad actors out there, people who will chase the dog because they want the reward, and you do not want people chasing the dog. So we had a whole bunch of people show up, you know, local friends and neighbors, people we knew, people we didn't know, and a whole lot of people from Beagle Freedom Project, because that's like its own little family when you adopt those dogs. So, yeah, lots, a whole village. Takes a village, as they say.
And I have helped, and a lot of my friends have helped, using social media when somebody loses their dog, like, you know, the exterminator left the gate open and the dog takes off in the neighborhood, and you know, social media is a great tool for that. At least then people are aware if they live in that neighborhood, you know, and you give them enough information about where it was.
Yeah, absolutely. That helps, again, as they were saying, getting eyes out, you know, on the dog. And what you want is people looking for the dog, not chasing, but keeping an eye out for the dog, and then calling to say, I saw the dog at such and such place, headed in such and such direction. And that's it. Not chasing the dog, not trying to catch, because, and this is exactly what happened for us as well, eventually, with enough calls and enough sightings, you'll be able to figure out the dog's pattern, because the dog will settle into a pattern eventually. And Poppy did. And we were, after we got enough calls, they had, you know, Google Maps open and was looking at the satellite map of where she was and then pinpointing all the various places she had been spotted, because this wilderness park was surrounded by a neighborhood. And what she was doing was popping into the neighborhoods in the early morning into someone's backyard in the early morning for water, or they had left food out for their animals, and then she'd be right back in the wilderness park. So we were eventually able to figure out right where she was, so we could set a humane trap without giving away the ending. So everything they told us was like, it's spot on. It happened. And we had people calling, and we had enough sightings that we could exactly figure it out, which was great, because it gave me more hope. We would get a call and then I would know she's still alive, because that's always your fear, especially in a wilderness park in a rainstorm.
Yep.
Like someone's going to get her, or something's going to happen. But we got enough sightings to keep going and to eventually be able to find her. And it was truly amazing, which is why I put the appendix in the back with all the tips.
And we're going to harp on that more, but yeah, let's not give away any more about the book.
Right.
It's hard to put down. You could write other books. You're a talented writer, In this case, there's even some great humor, and I noticed you mentioned wine a couple times throughout the book.
Yes.
Imagine that. Can you stay with us for one more break, Teresa?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's Teresa Rhine. The book is called Poppy in the Wild. There's info at goodlifeguy.com and links to where you can get a copy at Amazon. Or better yet, go to Teresa's webpage, Teresa Rhine, R-H-Y-N-E, and you can learn more about her and Poppy. And you got to get the book. It's a good story. We'll talk about some of the other things that are in the back of the book that you want to know about when we come back from this break. Don't go away.
Hey! Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.